flying free. We take our son down to the beach, enduring sighs and cries and stops for water and wee-wee shortly after and kicking the back of my seat, and then we arrive, unload the car, careful with that, and don't forget the sunscreen, before trudging down the path, down the steps, round to the left, find a place among the rocks, and did you remember his hat? Let's set up here and wait. You need sunscreen, and okay, off you go, but stay where I can see you. The sun nicely warm, but it still can burn, even through clouds. There's a doggy, but don't touch, he may not be friendly. Glad you brought the chairs, even though they're heavy and a pain, because I don't fancy sitting on this sand, it gets everywhere. There are a few clouds scudding along, and that means it's time. Get out the kites and assemble it while he helps. No, don't put that pole in there. Okay, you can hold it, but we have to finish it first. The doggy can't help. We can have a snack after. Sandwiches and juice in the cool box. Okay, have a little drink first while I fix the tails, and then off we go to the hard, flat sand. Not a bad day at all for a kite. Come with me, hold it tight, run out the line. Daddy will let you have a turn in a minute. Wait. Hold it up, and when the wind is right, just toss it into the air, and there it goes, bright fluttering rainbow and long tails. He laughs and points and claps his hands, forgets to beg for a go just yet, and we are three in a big wide world, checking the weather, holding the line, one grounding him, one holding him, and then giving him the right push at the right moment so he can catch the breeze and fly high above the mundane earth, looking back at where he came from, looking towards the sky's blue horizon.